Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. And a special shout out to our friend,
The Rand.
The Rand.
Is he actually Randy? But he had a birthday yesterday.
Hey, he had a great day, and we called and saying to him.
Hallelujah.
And if you've got a birthday, come and send us an email. Let us know when it is so we can call and sing to you.
That's it.
Hallelujah. The topic of today's call is everything you should know about being lazy.
Or perhaps avoiding it.
And why not to be that way.
There you go.
You know, I was reading, came across a powerful quote. Tomorrow, the only day in the year that appeals to a lazy man. Now, that quote's by Jimmy Lyons, and I don't have a clue who Jimmy Lyons might be, but Google brought up only one, and he's a singer by trade. Regardless, his observation is powerful. As I reread his quote, I was prompted by the Holy Ghost to see what Proverbs had to say about being lazy.
And you know it had a lot to say.
In fact, 16 verses in several different translations that speak directly and often forcefully about the consequences of being lazy. For instance, a poor person will lead a dirt poor life.
A lazy.
Well, let me say that.
Yeah.
A lazy person.
There you go.
That's the way to say it. A lazy person will lead a dirt poor life.
In Proverbs 6, verse 6, Proverbs 6:6 in the Message Bible, it says, "You lazy fool, look at an ant. Watch it closely. Let it teach you a thing or two. Nobody has to tell it what to do. All summer it stores up food. At harvest it stockpiles provisions. So how long are you going to laze around doing nothing? How long before you get out of bed? A nap here, a nap there? A day off here, a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Just this. You can look forward to a dirt poor life. Poverty, your permanent house guest.
A lazy person will lose whatever wealth they do have."
That's right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Proverbs 10:4. 10:4, good buddy. 10:4 in the New Living Translation. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich.
A lazy employee is an irritation to his or her employer. In Proverbs 10:26 in the Message Bible, it says, "A lazy employee will give you nothing but trouble. It's vinegar in the mouth, smoke in the eyes."
A lazy person is not capable of success. Proverbs 12:24, the Living Bible. Work hard, become a leader. Be lazy, and never succeed.
And listen carefully to this next quote. "A lazy person will never find fulfillment or satisfaction in life."
Wow.
Proverbs 12:27, Message Bible. This is what it says. "A lazy life is an empty life. But early to rise gets the job done." Nothing feels better than getting the job done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. "A lazy person's wealth will always be a dream, never reality." Proverbs 13:4, New Living Translation. "Lazy people want much, but get little. But those who work hard will prosper."
Amen. "A lazy person will be followed by trouble wherever they go and whatever they do." Proverbs 15:19 in the Living Bible, Proverbs 15:19 says, "A lazy fellow has trouble all through life. The good man's path is easy."
"A lazy child is an embarrassment." Proverbs 15:20, the Message Bible. "Intelligent children make their parents proud. Lazy students embarrass their parents."
Wow. A lazy person is often linked with destructive personality. In Proverbs 18, verse 8, in the New Living Translation, it says, a lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. That's an interesting take.
It really is. A lazy person will not even take care of the basic necessities of life. There are two scriptures that speak to this specific habit or behavior pattern of a lazy person. First, Proverbs 19:15 in the New Living Translation. Lazy people sleep soundly, but idleness leaves them hungry. And Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4, also in the Living Bible. Some men are so lazy, they won't even feed themselves.
A lazy person is a taker and not a giver. Proverbs 21, verses 25 and 26 in the Living Bible, it says, the lazy man longs for many things, but his hands refuse to work. He is greedy to get, while the godly love to give.
A lazy person never considers the practical applications of their own actions. Proverbs 24:30, New Living Translation. I walk by the feel of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense.
A person who works hard and sets the right example is never a lazy person. Proverbs 31, verse 27 in the Living Bible, describing the Proverbs 31 woman, of course, it says she watches carefully all that goes on throughout her household and is never lazy.
You know, we did a word study on lazy and found several other scriptures that we felt led to include in this teaching. I've heard some people who are otherwise hard workers, productive, and successful say they just feel like being lazy. Truthfully, I've never had that feeling. I may want to relax, watch a good movie where good guys win and bad guys lose, but I never find that I want to be lazy. The truth of the matter is, God never says that he wants any part of us to be lazy as well.
And we do want to obey what the Lord has to say. In Mark 14, verse 37 in the Message Bible, it says, he came back and found them sound asleep. He said to Peter, Simon, you went to sleep on me? Can't you stick it out with me a single hour? Stay alert, be in prayer, so you don't enter the danger zone without even knowing it. Don't be naive. Part of you is eager, ready for anything in God, but another part is as lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire.
That's a good description of your spirit versus your flesh. It is. You know, honey, the scripture is also clear that we aren't to help lazy people who are unwilling to work. In fact, the scripture says, if you don't work, you don't eat.
In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6, Message Bible, our orders, backed up by Master Jesus, are to refuse to have anything to do with those among you who are lazy and refuse to work the way we taught you. Don't permit them to freeload on the rest. We showed you how to pull your weight when we were with you, so get on with it. We didn't sit around on our hands expecting others to take care of us. In fact, we worked our fingers to the bone, up half the night moonlighting so you wouldn't be burdened with taking care of us. And it wasn't because we didn't have the right to your support. We did. We simply wanted to provide an example of diligence, hoping it would prove contagious.
Unless you think that we made this scripture up, scripture that says, if you don't work, you don't eat, consider the words found in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, also in the Message Bible.
Don't you remember the rule we had when we lived with you? If you don't work, you don't eat. And now we're getting reports that a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings are taking advantage of you. This must not be tolerated. We command them to get to work immediately, no excuses, no arguments, and earn their own keep. Friends, don't slack off in doing your duty.
To tolerate and reward laziness is not acceptable behavior on our part, according to the Word of God. It seems the Scripture also has a specific understanding of the behavioral characteristics of a lazy person, which we should reject.
1 Timothy 5, verse 13 in the New Living Translation. And if they were on the list, they will learn to be lazy and will spend their time gossiping from house to house, meddling in other people's business, and talking about things they shouldn't.
The Scripture also gives us a very specific command as to how we're supposed to act.
In Romans 12, verse 11, New Living Translation, it says, "Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically."
Finally, the Scripture tells us how to emulate the right attitude and actions, and it's found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. 6:12. In the New International Version. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. I think the message of the Scriptures is clear. God doesn't like that as He wants us to associate with or help folks who are lazy. Now, just think about what we've said here. Someone's unable to work, different story. But we're talking about people who could work and don't.
There's really lots of opportunities you can find in this country if you open your ears to the Lord and count on Him to show you some stuff. It can be done. Proverbs 13, verse 4 in the New Living Translation says, "Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper." And in Proverbs 12, 24 in the Living Bible, it says, "Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and never succeed." We've actually quoted that before, but that bears repeating because it's good stuff. I was actually reminded, honey, of my best friend in high school whose husband had a stroke. And I mean, had to be cared for 24/7. She ended up getting a job at home so she could take care of her husband, and has been successful in doing it. Now, that's hard, but you know what? Things will turn around if we apply ourselves and look for God for our answers.
Amen. Finally, we discovered the word lazy is not in the King James Version of the Bible.
Oh, it gets worse.
But slothful is.
That's right.
And it's defined as lazy and so much more. In fact, honey, I'm feeling we should do a separate teaching on being slothful.
Wow.
But enough about being lazy. Now, we're going to pray for everybody who's not.
There you go.
And that includes you.
Amen.
It does.
And guess what tonight is? Sunday Night Live.
Yes, it is.
So please join us tonight. At 6 p.m., you can go to haroldherring.com, click on Join Harold and Beth, and we're going to get you shouting and maybe running around the place. You never know.
We'll glorify God and terrify the devil.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed it have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until
tonight,
6 p.m. Eastern, or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.